wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous. And yet, the legislation forwards the country to this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. Destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight, liberty versus tyranny. At Ben Swan Dom, we are breaking the light paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by Rep. Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation, organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off-Net Coalition, or the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be a fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blowing that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden said other states need to join the push, even those with NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by be at the door. If you're foreclosed or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other folks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out their side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, the system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many waterfers to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, resins, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China. Shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominate the American opinion. Finding independent voices that after this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. Time has come for you to take action and begin casting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. It's Friday night, TIF, and we got Steve Starting Shotgun with us, of course. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? And it is TGIF. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man. What a long week.
Oh, yeah. It was. And another week down the... It was a good week, though. I mean, we accomplished some things. We had some great shows. And, you know, of course, we have a great audience on RBN. But it's Friday, so we got to loosen up and have a little fun, too, Bob. You know? So
we do?
We do. We do, because if you don't relax a little bit with the seriousness of all these events going on, friends... you know, it gets to you. So we have a little fun, and if you think we're being flippant, we're not. We're just blowing off some steam and being a little cynical. A little gallows humor, right, Bob? A little Bob Gallows humor?
Of course. Bob Gallows.
Yeah, Bob Gallows.
Definitely not Robert Gallows humor.
Robert Gallows. Yeah. No, not him.
Talked about HIV last night, Steve. They got a new vaccine that they want to push.
Mm.
A HIV vaccine. You know,
they're coming out with a vaccine now that will protect you from being hit by meteorites, Bob. And they're virtually certain this works because of the people vaccinated, 999 out of 1,000 were never hit by meteorites. So this is one of those vaccines you want to go down and get. You know, they'll have it at Walgreens soon. The vaccination against meteorites. Yeah.
Wow. That's
kind of like the vaccination against HIV. If HIV is the non-cause of AIDS, they can never vaccinate for it because the other causes will continue to cause AIDS regardless of whether you have an immunity or not, which you do, by the way, when you take an ELISA test, in the assay test, they test for antibody. That's immunity. It's amazing that they test you for immunity with HIV, and when you have an antibody, they say you're going to die. That's the way this so-called
That was exactly the points I made last night. Right. So, anyways... Well, we got a lot to get into. We'll keep the phone lines open as well, so if you want to join us, 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to do so. 800-313-9443. Steve-O.
Yes, sir.
What was I going to tell you?
You had some news headlines. You had some stories. Well, you know, we were, well, we talked about a lot of things this week, but there might be some follow-up on some of those stories.
The guest I had scheduled for last night couldn't make it, so he's going to be on next week, and he's talking about being a sovereign individual and somebody who is outside of the paradigm of control, and talks about anarchy and all that radical stuff that, well, is a bit taboo, but there you go. So that should be fun.
Yeah, each his own. We always entertain thoughts, and as Bob says, and it's a great old Aristotle saying, isn't it, Bob, that you don't have to cling to every idea to entertain it, listen to it, and think it over. Isn't that the way it goes?
Something like that. No, I mean, I agree with a lot of his thoughts on that.
Good. Yeah, I think he's got some good points, too. But I liked your guest, Paul, this week, who was really good, you know, and because I've heard Paul before, and he is honest about some of these things can get you in trouble because you don't really know the way the system works. And I think he was really good. You know, I like that guest. I'm going to have him back on sometime. If he's not in jail, you know, I'm just kidding.
That wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't, because a lot of people think they're doing the right thing, and then they end up still paying the consequences in this corrupt system. You know,
but they do.
They really do. Hey, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, did you see the story about the massive dinosaur soft tissue discovery in China?
No, tell me about this, Steve.
Well, this is from Michael Steiner, The Truth. Okay, now hold on, because you're going to hear it. Giant sucking sound of a lot of people who put a lot of confidence and faith in the evolutionary model, or at least the old Earth idea, getting ready to have some problems. Because it says a fossil bed in China that is being called the Jurassic Park there has yielded perhaps the greatest discovery so far, with dinosaur soft tissue. This is one of the greatest discoveries of all time. According to media reports, nearly complete skeletons have been discovered that even include skin and feathers. But of course, if these dinosaurs are really 160 million years old, that should be absolutely impossible. Needless to say, the shocking discovery is once again going to have paleontologists scrambling to find a way to prop up their popular myths that they have been promoting. What they've been telling us simply does not fit the facts. The truth is that the latest find is even more evidence that dinosaurs are far, far younger than we have traditionally been taught. Once upon a time, scientists believed it would be impossible to find anything other than the hardened fossilized remains of extinct dinosaurs. And if those dinosaurs really were millions of years old, these scientists would have been 100% correct. But instead, we are now starting to find dinosaur soft tissue all over the place. The following is an excerpt from the Daily Mail article about this new discovery in China. Anyhow, the point is simply this, and even Leslie Stahl did a story on 60 Minutes about these soft tissue elements inside dinosaur bones. They're finding blood vessels. They're finding the remnants of blood in some of these things. And this is theoretically impossible because they can't be hundreds of millions of years old. As a matter of fact, people are citing the fact that some of these old illustrations that they've seen from the caves illustrate dinosaurs from a long, well, whenever they were drawn, and it's not the too distant past. So this whole thing really puts a lot of pressure on the evolutionary theory right now, especially carbon dating, and not only carbon dating, but radioactive dating, which is the real one that they use for the 160 million year old theory, Bob. This is a real problem for evolutionists, and it's these things are turning up everywhere. So even Leslie Stahl says, well, they might even have dinosaur DNA, which is, what's the theme from Jurassic Park? Do you remember that? Maybe our producer's got that music. I don't know. But this is an interesting story because this, this is the paradigm situation where you find facts. Remember we talked about the Biloxi Riverbed. Even Ralph Epperson mentioned that. I heard him the other night again. He's got some of the footprints as well of human footprints intersecting with dinosaur footprints. And we have pictures of dinosaurs being drawn on caves. How did they know they were dinosaurs? Did they see them? We have stories about dragons that go way back, of course, too. So some of this really throws a hitch in a lot of the thinking about what we know concerning what were fossils, but now we're finding out these fossils have soft tissue that shouldn't be there. What do you think, Bob?
Everything that we have been told, Steve, is probably or might be a lie. I mean, it's crazy.
Yep. Uh-huh. Well, we don't know the whole story here. It says there was another thing it says from this article. It's not just dinosaur soft tissue either, but the presence of detectable proteins such as collagen, hemoglobin, osteocalcin, acetin, turbin. All these things must be accounted for, too. These are all complex molecules that continually tend to break down to simpler ones. So not only that, but in many cases, there are fine details of bone matrix and microscopically interacting locking bone cells, showing incredible detail. That has been extracted from the bone cells with markers indicating its source, such that it is extremely likely to be the dinosaur DNA. There's the music from Jurassic Park. Na 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 na. Well, you know, I'm having a little fun, but that's a story. And none of this should be there. Due to the rate it decays, there should be absolutely no measurable radioactive carbon left in anything that was once living that is greater than 100,000 years old. So what they're saying now is that these dinosaurs were existing 10 to 15, 20,000 years ago.
All right, Steve. With that, we will take a break and we'll come back. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443 is how you may do so.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Mr. Producer, that's the music, Jurassic Park. We were talking about that story. Yeah. What do you think, Bob?
I'm scared of the dinosaurs that are going to come get me on the show tonight.
Bob, most of them are vegetarians. They're not going to bother you, man. They're nice ones. You got to watch out for those raptors, though, and T-Rex. You know, I think, you know, there's stories that he's actually a vegetarian because he saw those little twiggy arms he has, you know. How's he ever going to hold any prey and chew them up? I think he was just using those to bend little leaves and just kind of chew up with his big teeth. What was he really like?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was hot, Mr. Producer. Oh, I love that music. That is fine music. I just got a thrill out of that, man. Just, can you imagine if there's actually dinosaur DNA out there in all these fossils, why we could actually recreate the dinosaurs, Bob?
Well, we're going to go from fossil to drones here, Steve.
Oh, but we could have dinosaur drones, man. Imagine that. Just imagine if we had a drone dinosaur attacking you.
I want you to meet Cupid.
Oh, Cupid.
Cupid is the drone that will shoot you with 80,000 volt, with an 80,000 volt taser. Yeah, scary stuff here. Are drones not scary enough for you yet, Steve?
You know, well, I thought Cupid fired arrows of love. How is it
No. Okay. Not anymore, Steve. How about this? A drone helicopter that spots you and identifies you as an intruder. It tells you to stop and put your hands behind your head. Instead, you keep coming. Well, then the drone shoots you with barbed taser darts that pump 80,000 volts into you. If you try to get up, it will continue pumping voltage into you until you submit and the authorities arrive.
Wow. Sounds like the kind of world we all want to live in, you know.
Yeah, I mean, right?
this is something, this is even worse than Jurassic Park. That scares me. You know, it really does. Because you know what kinds of people are behind these things, controlling the controllers and stuff like that. You know, we've talked about the kinds of experiments that the scientists and psychiatrists and psychologists have conducted with people who administer shocks. I mean, what kind of distance is there from reality and the real pain of humanity when somebody behind a screen controls a drone that attacks you? That's frightening in my thinking.
Yeah, I agree as well. We're taking calls tonight at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'd like to talk with Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Hey, howdy.
Hey, Mike.
had an old fella that's on oxygen not too far from where I sleep at night tell me an interesting story, and I have no reason to believe he would lie about it, but we have an area around here that, it's just a lot of sand, and it's on the very tops of the hills. It's just like beach sand or sand from a river bar or whatever, and it's, 1,100 feet above sea level. And, of course, you can find articles written about it. Why do so many cultures that are supposedly disconnected around the world all share a flood story, a legend, a myth, or whatever you want to call it? Why do they all share these and supposedly disconnected stories or cultures? And this guy had made a lot for his double wide trailer, and a lot of the sand that was around that eroded and fell out. He claims he found some kind of a very large egg, too big to be a emu or ostrich egg.
Yeah.
It had something gray and soft inside of it, and he gave it to his son, and whatever. For whatever reason, I said, I was like, can't you find any scrap of it left? I mean, we could test it, anything, And there's nothing left of it. But, the guy's, probably not long for this earth. And I don't know why he would have any reason to lie about it. But it seems apparent that the world, the age or the day, you've heard people say, well, my grandpa's day, it was a different world,
Oh, yeah.
And in our English concepts or whatever, these words, there's a lot of different ways to use those words. So you can say in Noah's age or in Noah's world or in Noah's day, it was a different world. And I saw this, I used to watch a lot of cable TV and Discovery Channel or whatever. I can't remember if it was on the Learning Channel or whatever. This guy did used all the available data for a pterodactyl that he could find, and he built a half-scale model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would not fly. Based on the aerodynamic testing he did, it would not. There's no way for that thing to fly.
Right.
Unless you had about 28 pounds or more per square inch atmospheric pressure, which would be double what we have at sea level.
Right, 14.7.
Right, and we've had, you've got fossilized mosquitoes and dragonflies and stuff that have ridiculous sized wingspan, like a dragonfly with 2 foot wingspan. We just don't have insects that large now, so I think it's fairly obvious that it was a completely different atmosphere back then, so that you could have enough dissolved oxygen for an insect to be able to respirate and breathe and have, that size of an exoskeleton and be able to fly.
Yeah. Well, I've heard a lot of that. We've talked about the hyperbaric.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that before. But this is a new story that you're talking about, soft tissue?
Yeah. It was on 60 Minutes, actually, and, of course, the question is, what are they going to do with the DNA now if they have it? Apparently, they do. They can extract DNA from these soft tissues. And the way this gal, you can actually watch on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl. There, if you go, the story was running on InfoWars, but you can get it from, I think it's, Michael Snyder's story.
And, it's all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, it's all over, and 60 Minutes ran a piece on it, too. So, yes, absolutely, it's for real, and it's happening all over the world right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I had heard probably a decade ago about some soft tissue, bone marrow-like stuff that was found inside of a bone that was in Montana or somewhere here in the U.S., like a pterodactyl long bone. And they dismissed it, you know. It was like, well, this is, you know, not really soft tissue, blah, blah, blah. It's not like it's, you know, not fossilized. Or they tried to, kind of dismiss it.
They're working on that right already. Now they're, but it's got the whole, stratus of all the rock layers and dates messed up, because these things are coming out all over the place, and they're being found in various strata of various ages. As a matter of fact,
it's certainly
the problem.
It would validate, I think, things like the Ica stones, or at least some of the Ica stones, where they show, you know, spear chuckers trying to kill what looks like a Tyrannosaurus rex or something, and riding on the back of a Triceratops or whatever. Right. You know, these Ica stones, which are so hard, it would take something like a hacksaw blade or something in order to be able to make them, and there's no indication that there's any way they could have been faked 150 years ago.
Interesting stuff, Mike. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come back in just a second. We'll get to more calls as well. 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm opulation. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. Let's talk to Johnny in New York now. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Brother Bob.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man.
Good. Bobby, I love the way you've popped some questions on some of these people, these let's call them elites or whatever you want to call them. If you had a chance to question one or two of these masters that think they're above all, who would you speak to and what would you ask?
It's a good question.
Who's still on your list, Bob? You've talked to Rudy Giuliani, Noam Chomsky.
He nailed Chomsky and others and...
Yeah, I got those Penn and Teller idiots, too.
Yeah. How about Dick Cheney? Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I mean, who would I want to talk to and what I want to ask?
We have had Andrew Murray. It's Andrew Murray, right? The Don't Tase Me, Bro?
Remember no, Andrew had? Meyer.
Meyer. Andrew Meyer. Yes, yeah. He's been on the show. You know, we've had him on, and that was a big one, you know.
Talking to John Kerry and asking him about Skull and Bones.
Yeah,
you know, it's an honest question, that's for sure.
All right, just food for thought. Maybe you can catch it later in your program. I don't want to let an empty space there. You think about it, I'll say a couple of things. You know, there's a saying, I think Voltaire said it there. He said if you want to know who rules over you, simply learn who you can't criticize. And, Bob, what do you think is important as a remedy that humanity sees itself in?
That's a good question. What do you think, Bob?
If I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be here, huh? You know,
I could suggest a couple things, Bob, but, John, what do you have?
Well, you know, I think the essence, my friends, is monetary reform. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You know, because once that was taken from the people, it has been used to for centuries to rob the people blind. You control the printing press, you control the issuance of the money, then you control the media, you control the government, you control the educational system, you control the churches, you know, the everything. So you really have to restore, you know, sound money. And I think a person who doesn't have that as a platform to any type of solution is missing the point. You know, as for me, you know, I got to point out the people that are responsible for attacking America. You know, the people, to me, is quite clear. People call them, you know, globalists, bankers, Illuminati, blah, 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 you know, but it's obvious that our government has been subverted from within, and it's not the Arabs, you know. I think what we have is a Zionist-occupied government, you know. You know, Voltaire said, you got to look who you can't criticize. Well, you certainly can criticize the Christians, whether it's Clinton or Bush or Cheney.
They call them Christians,
can criticize the Islam, because they're always getting bashed. But, you know, Helen Thomas speaks out. Rick Sanchez speaks out. They're gone. They're a memory. So just about your thoughts on that, and if you came up with those answers that I asked you before, who would you ask?
Yeah, you know, I definitely want to talk to Hillary or Bill. That's for sure. We got a few questions about their past. I'd like to talk to Carol Quigley. Is he still alive?
He's gone now.
I think he's gone.
He
passed away a few years back.
You know, I'd like to open up that question to people who are dead now, too. Jeez.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
I have a few questions for a few dead men.
All these assassinated presidents are those that got the Jesuit oath, which is the poison cup or the laden bullet, you know, because I truly believe the people that get assassinated are usually going to try to do what's good for the people. Or you get ousted, like, you know, the guy in, Ukraine, you know, and he gets replaced with, you know, another one from the famous tribe. You know, it's just amazing what's happening and how these revolutions. I see Operation Gladio still is in effect. I mean, that's what's happening in Ukraine. Certainly a couple of dead people I'd like to question, you know. John F. Kennedy, our last assassinated president that was successfully assassinated. You know, Ronald Reagan, he's dead. I think they just wanted to put Bush in, you know. I guess they missed the target on good old Reagan. But I certainly would like to talk to John F. Kennedy myself.
Yeah,
you know, there have been 8 presidents of the United States who have died in office, and I believe probably at least 6 of them were assassinated. We know about, Garfield, McKinley, Lincoln, and Kennedy, but then there was also Zach Taylor. There was William Harrison. Benjamin Harrison was his son. William Harrison. There was Harding, Roosevelt as well, and McKinley. But I just threw those out because a lot of people don't realize how many presidents in the United States have died in office. There's 8 of them now. And of course, Reagan was shot, but he survived.
Yep. You know, certainly, you know, I think the powers to be, call them whatever you want, you know, ZOG, Zionist Occupied Government, the banks, the gangsters, whatever you want to call them, you know, these powerful people have been working for trees towards their goal of, you know, complete domination of mankind. You know, Paul Warburg said it in the Senate in 1950, we'll have world government either by consent or conquest. You know, I think he was the brother of the architect of the Federal Reserve, Paul Warburg, you know, so... you know, these bankster gangsters or Zionist group, I mean, I look at all the Federal Reserve chairmen, whether it's Ben Shalom, Bernanke, Greenspan, Janet Yellen. I mean, they all come from the same tribe. You know, you control the money, you're controlling a lot, you know. And, you know, this, you know, George Washington told us about having, you know, this compassionate affection towards other nations. I mean, I think former Congressman Finley wrote about it, and, you know, they dare to speak out, you know.
Right, uh-huh.
Very important, you know. We've had men, you know, run right out of office, Paul Finley being one of them, James Traficant another. To me, it's patently obvious you get steamrolled by, you know, the very influential men that, you know, control the Treasury. You know, and you control the purse strings. You're controlling it all. And I certainly would like to ask, you know, some of these dead presidents some questions. Certainly many people come to mind. I'd like to have a little sit down with the Rothschild family. You know, I think they're very powerful people. I have been for a long, long time. Their lineage goes way back to, the founding of the stealing of the Bank of England. I'd like to ask a question or so about that. But, you know, certainly what you do, Bob, you know, by, you know, getting in there and getting in some of these guys' faces and asking them questions that make them feel comfortable, uncomfortable, is certainly pleasurable for me to watch, because these people are usually, you know, floating like they think they're some type of gods. And when somebody like yourself actually asks them an intelligent question and you can see their uncomfortability, it's nice to see them get knocked off their perch once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
All right, Johnny. Appreciate your call, man.
You know, Bob, you've done that so many times, but the sad part about this, and you saw this with Andrew Meyer, and you've seen this with Bob when he's asked questions, it's astounding how the audience responds when the celebrity, their celebrity that they're there to listen to, is, you know, well, let's put it this way, he's made a little uneasy by the questions and things like that and how they respond to this. So, I mean, the big problem is, not so much these you know, elitist banksters and their attitude about, you know, answering questions like this, as it is the people around you. You're afraid they're going to turn on you, you know, because you're asking John Kerry tough questions. Look at the way they applauded when they tased Andrew Meyer. And then I've heard, you know, listen to the responses that people gave Bob when he asked questions of Noam Chomsky. I mean, you've been there yourself, Bob. What's it like?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I don't do it for the sake of the audience, obviously.
Right, obviously.
Care less what they have to say, to be honest. So, anyways, we got to take a break, Steve. We'll talk more when we get back. I also want to talk to Paul in New Jersey and you at 800-313-9443. Join us, 800-313-9443. Got a bunch of more news to get into as well. And Mark Passio will be coming on for a segment on the last hour of tonight's show to plug his upcoming show tomorrow night.
The Bob Justin Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say.
It's the future.
Phone lines tonight at 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, listen. Now, dinosaurs first started coming about from what I know. Now, I know a lot about dinosaurs lately in my life because I have a 7-year-old son, and he's totally hooked on them. So I'm constantly watching the videos with him. I brought him to... Mm-hmm. You know, the Museum of Natural History of Manhattan and also the Philly Museum, the Franklin Institute. So it's a never-ending thing. All right. It can get exasperating for me at times because he belabors the topic a little bit. Anyway, so dinosaurs have been around from 225 million years ago with the early dinosaurs like Coelophysis, Dimetrodon, Postosuchus, right? To 65 million years ago when there was the Great Extinction. Okay. So dinosaurs have been around on Earth for a minimal of 160 million years. Okay? Now here's my thought. Well, human beings have been on the planet for maybe 500,000 to 1 million years tops. Right? You know, actually less for modern humans. So, and soon we're bound to go extinct, correct? The way things are going.
Yeah, surely. Seems that way, yeah.
Only the whites.
So my point is, who does God like to play with more? See?
Well,
let's
get back to the original question, though. The thing about this discovery of the soft tissue argues that dinosaurs have been around that long. They went extinct.
Well,
some say is less than maybe 17,000 years ago.
I doubt a lot of that's true. Maybe certain dinosaurs made it.
No, these were dinosaurs, Paul, from all different strata.
What?
These were dinosaurs that they found from all different strata in rocks. I mean, these were dinosaurs that, you know, some that were extinct at other times, other dinosaurs appeared.
Yeah, well, are you jumping the gun on this or the science? Because, I mean, did they do the carbon dating on the new tissue?
Have you seen these reports that were done on CBS News with, or CBS 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl? I mean, the story's there. You can
I'll get
it for
to
yourself.
It. I actually, to be honest, I just heard it here first.
Ah, it's not getting out for some reason. I don't know why. And
well,
I avoid
CBS.
Well, I don't blame you. But, I mean, this story's been all around the world for a long time now, or it's been culminating for quite a long time. And finally, CBS 60 Minutes, right. Leslie Stahl did a story on it. And they're finding soft tissue, they're finding DNA, they're finding all different kinds of things inside these bones. And it happened strictly by mistake. She was trying to dissolve away some of this mineral material, and she ended up overdoing it. And the only thing that was left was the soft tissue. He had no idea. At first, she didn't want to announce this. Well, that's the story. It's on 60 Minutes, and you can
right,
go to that.
But I don't see it as a big deal that maybe when the stratification process takes place that some tissue hits a pocket of some type that keeps it from calcifying or ossifying and turning into stone.
Well, they're testing this with carbon-14, because you know carbon-14 is no good outside of 100,000 years. You know, and they're finding out that this carbon-14 tests are rendering, you know, dates of 10,000 to 17,000 years ago.
Maybe for some of them, but I just would not believe that dinosaurs or anything for that matter evolves that fast. But then again,
but see, you're believing in evolution of those dinosaurs, but that's in serious question right now because of this evidence. And that's what the thing that I ask is: would you be willing to consider evidence like this? Or would you say, oh, it can't be because we already have our rule and it can't be true?
No, I'm going to, of course, consider it because you have to have an open mind for science. But and by the way, that's not inconsistent with Stephen Jay Gould's theory of what it was called a quantified equilibrium, where he argues that evolution is actually very slow. And then all of a sudden you get these rapid bursts of evolution over a short
Cambrian
period
explosion,
of time.
As he calls it, or the punctuated evolution.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
chunks.
Punctuated equilibrium. Is called,
but
right?
This is a little different because what we're finding here is soft tissue that's carbon dating. Soft tissue shouldn't be there at all. And it's being carbon dated at 10 to 17,000 years. And the story is out by Michael Snyder on Truth, and you can read it and you can check that out for yourself. But it was also... I got to be honest, I got it off of InfoWars, and that's where I saw it posted by Michael Snyder, if you're looking at that.
But either way, well, let's be honest about this. It all comes down to man using his logic. Now, you know, we had that debate, me and my buddies at work this week about, you know, we were discussing about faith, right? And I was mocking the Christians. I was teasing them because they said, wouldn't it be funny when we go to heaven, right? The one guy who's like devout Catholic, and he and I are up before St. Peter, and Jesus comes to the gate and says, oh, Paul, I've been waiting for you. I don't really like these ass-kissers. And besides, Paul, you donated blood frequently. So because you shed your blood for others like I did, you're coming in with me. And I was arguing, teasing the guys at work, because they know harbor racist, what would be considered racist views, and I actually argued, look, I've actually saved more black men than all of you guys combined, because I donate blood. Right? So it's kind of, we have these discussions in the workplace, and...
What do you do, Paul?
I'm a technician. I build satellite equipment that tests satellites.
What do you mean? You build drones?
No, these are the big satellites that go up in geosynchronous orbit for an aerospace company.
Pretty good job you got?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. It's actually, like, what I do is kind of dreary, and I really like it, right? But the pay is good. But I've had a trip to China and gone to the launch tower over in Xichang, China, back in the 90s on two occasions. So I got to go to China for a month at a time and go right up to where they, in Xichang, they have their rocket, compound. And it's in the mountains. It's very interesting. It's about, 5,000 feet above sea level, so it's closer launch to space. And it's hidden in the mountains, so when they put it there, it's called a Long March rocket facility, that it would be hidden from American spy satellites. So, it's an interesting field, but it's kind of boring. And generally, I'm surrounded by nerds. But they're good guys.
Hey, that's kind of a cool business, though. I have worked in broadcast television, of course, and with uplink centers, and I've always liked satellite communication systems and stuff like that. So, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, but in a sense, I'm contributing to Big Brother. But if I don't do it, somebody else will. And I'm not the head. Like Boffin or scientists by any means.
You're not like the Werner von Braun of the science program.
You've admitted that you're helping to spy on Americans. That's awesome.
No, in a sense, because some of the projects are defense-related, like the DMSP and other related projects.
Wow.
So, but some of them were weather satellites, which are much needed, and you know, for NOAA. So
you've been outed.
Good. What?
You've been outed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's I'm still relatively anonymous, and they're packing up anyway. A lot of this is moving out to the Midwest.
Do you work with any non-whites?
I work with a Jew and my boss, and he's an awfully good guy, and he knows my political views. Wait a second.
Did you just say Jew and good guy in the same sentence?
I've never said I don't like Jews on a personal level. It's their group behavior and not keeping their firebrands and these neocons in line. That's the problem with Jews as an ethnic.
Oh, as opposed to other people who
right.
don't keep these neocons in line.
Exactly. Well, let's be honest. You want to play numbers and stuff, we can just go to Project for a New American Century and count the name and then figure that, well, 50%.
Right, and how many, once we count those names, how many of those people, how many names of, I can't even phrase
there's 50
this.
There at the Project.
All right, so, and how many Jews exist on the planet?
Oh, well, Jews are 3% of the population. They're 50% of the signatories over at the PNAC. So that seems that seems like an ingathering or a phenomenon. And as an objective anthropologist, you have to account for it. Just like as an objective anthropologist, you have to account for why we have three Federal Reserve chair people in a row who are Jews. I mean, do they not trust Gentiles enough to let them even be a token Gentile running the Federal
Reserve?
Well,
I know, but that has no bearing on the general Jewish population.
Sure it does. It's incredible overrepresentation. And we'll hold after breaking.
All right, Paul. We're coming up with hour number two in just seconds. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial